Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. Joseph with the legal intake team.
Hello, Courtney.
I have a Miss Joy Taylor. First name is Joye. Last name is Taylor. Her phone number is 775-848-0962. And she needs assistance with a roundup claim.
Go ahead and transfer.
All right, Miss Taylor. She'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Thank you, Joseph.
Hi, Mrs. Taylor. My name is Courtney again. This is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good today. How about
good.
Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So is Joy, J-O-Y-E?
Yes, Joy. The E is silent.
Okay. I just want to make sure I don't spell it wrong. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
At any time, the call becomes disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code, which is my direct phone number to my desk. Sometimes the transfer calls drop. Just so that you know, I'll be your intake specialist moving forward, and then you won't have to go through the whole process again. And then reaching out down the road, if you need to contact me, you'll have my information as well. Let me just send this to you right now. And this is your cell phone, right?
Yes, ma'am.
This is the best number to reach you at?
It's the only number to reach me at.
Okay. All right. That 949 number, again, that's from me. My name is Courtney. All right, Joy. So at this time, and the last name's Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, Joy, at this time, you did not have an attorney, correct?
No, I don't have an attorney.
Okay. And so you are... You are willing to, I'm so sorry, hold on. You are willing to affirm under penalty of sought legal representation or advice or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate. And then you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Yeah. I mean, everyone I've talked to, Yeah, it's very sad. My heart goes out to you guys. Joy, do you know the subtype of your lymphoma? By chance, if you don't, it's okay.
You mean the B cell lymphoma?
Yeah. Do you know? I know there's a couple different B cells. Do you know the specific subtype? If you don't, it's not a big deal.
No, I don't.
It's okay. It's okay. Not a problem. Were you only ever diagnosed one time with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah. But I had treatment and stuff afterwards. So.
Okay. And you are filing on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. Do you know your diagnosis date?
I got diagnosed, I think, October 2019.
Do you know what, like, time, like, I got to put an exact date.
The 15th.
Okay. Yeah. Again, this is to the best of your knowledge. So if something you don't know, just it's to the best of your knowledge. They're going to pull medical records anyways. The attorneys just want to start your case. This is to get you connected to the attorneys and start building, you know, your case. So don't think if you don't know it, it's not a huge deal. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Right. So I put your diagnosis date was 10/15/2019. And were you spraying Roundup at home, or were you spraying it for work reasons?
I was spraying it at home.
At home? Okay. Do you still live at that same residence that you were spraying it at?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your address?
2127.
Hold on one second. 2127.
G Street. G as in God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 89431.
And where? Sparks. What state? What state are you in?
Sparks, Nevada.
Sparks, Nevada. All right. And 89431. All right. Are they still counting votes there in Nevada?
No, he won.
Did he win?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because last night I saw it and I was like, Nevada and Arizona. Where I was waiting on, so I just wasn't sure. Okay, so Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Perfect. And then that's a house, correct?
It's a condo.
Okay. Is there a unit number?
No unit number.
Okay.
They're
So
all
that's
individual, you know.
okay, perfect. I just need to know. Okay. And then did you have any friends or family members or anyone else that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's that needed help filing a claim?
No, not at all. Not affiliated with me, and thank God, because my grandson used to come out and help me.
I know. My dad used it too. I mean, everyone did.
That's crazy.
And the crazy thing is it's still on the shelves.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that is crazy.
It's just unbelievable. And you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth
Yes.
certificate.
Yes.
Approximately, Miss Taylor, how long do you think you were spraying it for?
Probably almost 9 years, maybe
9
once or
years?
twice a week. Yeah, 9 years for
Oh, okay, for
twice a week.
twice a week. So that's, let's see, twice a week. So 8 times a month. And
Times
there's,
52 times
yeah, it's up,
9.
yeah, 52. It's 52 weeks in a year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, girl. 416 times 9. Yeah, that's a lot of exposures.
Yeah. I didn't know.
3,744 exposures. Okay, so approximately 9 years. You did spray it for 10 days or more. This is your cell phone. You're a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you, a lot of the questions are repetitive, so I apologize ahead of time. Do you have any of these illnesses? Do you have like an organ transplant or family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, do you have to do any other chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Do you have lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, hepatitis C?
No.
Okay. And then HIV or autoimmune disease?
Negative.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then I have your first name is Joye, last name Taylor, Taylor. No suffix in your name, correct?
No, ma'am.
Can you confirm your gender for me, ma'am?
Female.
Okay, and then are you your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, never married.
Nope.
Okay, and then what's your date of birth?
12/16/1974.
All right, so I have December 16th, 1974. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
5/6/8/39/8878.
8878, that's the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Eight, 8878. 5683988878.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you first learn about the connection between the Roundup and the cancer? Was that like during your diagnosis?
It was after my diagnosis.
So like 10, what? Like
Maybe 6, 7 months after my diagnosis,
oh, okay.
That it could have been a possibility, you know?
That it was from the Roundup, yeah.
Yeah.
What, like, approximately, if you had to pick a date, what would you say?
Let's say, I would say April
April,
2020.
April 2020.
Yeah,
Okay, and the,
is when I found out that the possibility could be Roundup.
yeah, from the Roundup. Okay, and then like obviously, you had gone to the doctors and were getting tested, and then they kind of put like they were informing you, you're doing your research,
Right.
and then you put it together.
Right.
Okay. And then what is, hold on 1 second. What's your current height and weight?
5'5", 230.
All right, thank you. Okay, let me put this information in really quick. The doctors, were you getting any type of symptoms? Is that another reason why, you know?
I was starting to get breathing issues, some chest pain, my lymph nodes were swelling, and I was losing weight really kind of rapidly.
Doing research. Okay. Okay. Did you have an email you had access to that I could send the documents to?
Yes, it's AUFIEROBAD1@gmail.com.
Okay. So I have A as in apple, U as in umbrella, F as in Frank, I as in igloo, E as in elephant, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, B as in boy, A as in apple, D as in dog, 1@gmail.com.
Yes, and the 1 is a number.
Yeah, yeah, number 1. Yeah, that's what I put. And then 775-848-0962 is your cell phone. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer?
Any time is fine.
Okay. And then we did figure out that you were using it for 9 years. What did we say?
2,744 exposures.
Yeah. Well, no, I got to put for how many times a year were you doing it? Was 54. So it was, hold on, 53. I meant 8 times 53. Oops.
Yes.
424 times in my year. And then you did use Roundup for a full year before you were diagnosed. When did you stop using it?
I stopped using it, I think, in 2019. I was just too sick to be in my yard doing any work, you know?
Yeah. What do you think, like in September sometime?
There's about.
September, like maybe towards the middle or end or?
Probably towards the end.
September. Sorry, I have to put a date, so I'm just...
Oh, just put September 20th.
Okay. September 20th, 2019, and you used it for 9 years. So in 2011, when did you start using it?
In 2010.
Or 10, I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, in April.
April, but...
Yeah, it was spring.
Okay, April, what, like 1st?
Yeah, you can put April 1st, because so I'm not sure... Yeah,
it's just like an approximate date. Like, it really doesn't have to be exact. They just want to get an idea. And then, of course, you stopped using Roundup because you became ill, correct?
Yeah, but you know what? I got ill in October. So
okay.
It wasn't September. It was October.
Okay, so should I put you stopped using it like 10-1?
Yes.
Well, no, you could. Well, yeah, we'll put 10-1. 10-1-2019, but you became ill and then... Went to doctors.
Right.
You couldn't.
I wasn't able to do any gardening anymore.
Yeah. But you hadn't put the connection together, hadn't put.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and then you were doing it monthly. Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, hose?
A hand sprayer.
Okay, did you ever work?
I mixed like 3 gallons for the total yard, you know?
Okay, so you were buying it in concentrate?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever wear protective gear?
Well, I always wear gloves.
Okay.
And maybe some goggles because I was worried about the chemical getting in my eye, but that's about it.
Okay. And then, and you were spraying it like around property, fence line, your what, like
right,
acreage?
You know, yeah, on the edge of stuff and around maybe flower beds, around crabgrass where the weeds grow, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and out there in Nevada, Arizona, like it's real dry, so you get the weeds really
bad.
Yeah,
bad.
Line and fence area. See, garden area, driveways, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yard in general, you know. Wherever I seen them, down the crack in the driveway, everything.
Yeah.
You know. Hot stuff.
I remember my dad would tell us kids, like, go put the dogs in the house and don't come outside.
Well, at least he had some inkling, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think because he would spray it, he would notice. But, like, I mean, he's 70 now. He never got it. But, I mean, it's he didn't use it that much. But, I mean, yeah, still, it's just crazy. Okay, right. So you are state of Nevada, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And this was residential. You were directly exposed every time. You were the one spraying it.
Yes.
Every time, and that puts you at, for 9 years, approximately 3,744 times in your lifetime. Do you live near a water well? Do you get your guys water from a well or a city?
No, from the city.
Okay. And then have you ever been subject to any other herbicides like Agent Orange or Benzine?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you were using concentrate. Did you buy it at like Home Depot or where'd you get it at?
Yeah, Home Depot. I usually got all my stuff from all my yard stuff from Home Depot right on here, right over here on Virginia Street.
What city is that in Nevada?
Oh, that's Reno, Nevada.
Oh, yeah, you're up there at the top. Okay.
Yes, Northern Nevada.
Okay. Oh, and you said it was on the one on Virginia Street is the one you used to go to?
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, you're close to like Tahoe.
Yes.
It's pretty
That's
up
actually
there.
The hospital that I went to, Carson Tahoe Regional.
Okay, in Tahoe. Okay, that's where you're treated
Tahoe,
at.
Carson okay. Tahoe. Yes.
Let me go ahead and get this information. Did you ever have any proof of purchase? Like, do you have any receipts, pictures, credit card receipts, like bank card that you use?
I'm sure I got some old receipts floating around here, whether it was check, credit card, or cash, you know?
Okay, perfect. What about pictures or anything like that?
Pictures of what? Like me using it?
Yeah, or like do you have any still like in the garage, like old cans or anything?
Oh, hell no.
Purchase. Okay, so you do have proof of purchase, but you don't have any left in your possession in the garage, any empty containers or anything like that?
No, ma'am, not after hearing all the hype and, you know, I had to go.
Yeah. Do you smoke?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you lose work because of your related conditions?
Yes.
Approximately how much time did you lose for work?
Shit, I have to say all of it, shit, from then to now.
Okay, so unable to work for, what, 4 to 5 years?
Yeah, since October 2019 when I stopped.
4 to 5 years of treatment. Sorry to hear that.
It sucks.
Yeah. Sucks a lot. I'm so sorry. But so you know that, you know, this is something that you're doing for yourself that can, you know, you have every right to file a claim. The manufacturers need to be held responsible, and that's what the attorneys go after. And it's like, you needed it to be compensated for, you know, everything you've gone through. Right. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Any other lawsuits, filed disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, ma'am.
Filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then who is your diagnosing doctor? Do you know your doctor's name?
Yeah, Dr. Catherine Thomas.
And are they located in Reno too, or are they in Tahoe?
They're at Carson Tahoe Regional.
Catherine Thomas.
And she's a
Carson, what is it called? Carson
Tahoe Regional Medical
Center. Yeah, I found it. Okay. All right, let me just get this information in really quick. Hold on 1 second. And that's at 1600 Medical Parkway.
Carson City, Nevada.
Yeah.
89703.
All right. And then she's young.
Yep.
She's a really young doctor.
Yeah. She's a good doctor, though.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Okay, let's see. Okay.
She must have lightning fast.
Yeah.
Internet, I want that.
Yeah, we kind of have to here. It shows us, you know, because
right.
We got to make sure it's, like, the right, you know.
Oh, I can imagine people are money hungry.
Well, it's crazy because they've put aside so much, like, millions of dollars for compensation for people that, and now people are finally aware of it that, you know, you can file a claim. You have every right to. So it's been pretty.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How long? I wanted to ask that too. How long has this even been going on?
I think since 2018, but it's now getting more out there. When did you start treatment? What was your treatment date? You said you got diagnosed on the 15th. Did you start treatment right away? Did you have to undergo any type of surgery before, or did you just do radiation and chemo and immunotherapy?
I did the 7 cycles of chemo, and it started almost 3 or 4 days after I got diagnosed.
Okay,
and then I had a relapse in March of 2021. Of the cancer coming back.
Oh, so you had a second diagnosis then?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I meant. That's what I asked in the beginning. So you've had it twice?
Yes.
Okay, so this is where I have to come back up. Hold on, because this makes a difference. Okay.
It's very aggressive. It's easy to come back.
Yeah, that's what they ask you if you've had it twice. So hold on 1 second. Let me go back up here.
I must have misunderstood.
No, you know what? It's kind of a weird question how it asks you. So I should have said it more. Okay.
Break it down.
Yeah, some of these questions are a little repetitive and they don't make sense.
Right.
Yeah, so let's see. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Okay, this is when you started. Just hold on. The form changes, so I have to find it again. Hold on.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't worry. Let me just give me a minute. Okay, I found it. So you do have, okay, so, and it was NHL, and that was, what was the date? I just need a date.
For what?
For the second
relapse?
Diagnosis. Yeah.
Oh, that was about...
2020, you said?
Yeah, 21, March of 21.
March what?
We'll just say March 1st. Those aren't accurate dates. But
March 1st, 2021. Okay. And then I'm going to put that down at the bottom. Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. And then how has this impacted your life? just like in a short.
It's infected everything.
Yeah.
From being a grandparent to being somebody's partner to somebody's mother, somebody's friend. It's affected everything and myself. You know, being sick is hard. It takes so much energy. It takes more energy to be sick than it does just to live normal.
Right.
You know, I lost my career. I don't want to garden anymore. I gardened all my life.
Yeah.
Used to be my love.
Someone told me that the other day that, like, they used to love being in the garden and outside, and now they can't even go outside.
I can't even deal with it. Like, I have no more pretty flowers. And it does change the effect on your life, or, like, should I? I don't know how to say, like, the quality of your life when you can't do the things
that you used to love.
Because you're scared, you know? Because you're scared, or because half your meds you take, you can't be out in the sun, or this or that, you know?
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, hold on one second. Yeah, and then just like the emotional and physical fear of the diagnosis, its outcome of the results, you know, struggling with daily tasks, you know, the anxiety,
and
distress.
Providing for myself while I'm sick. That's horrendous. That's horrendous.
And your family, pride of yourself and your family. Yeah, I know, I get it.
My kids are always scared to death. It's sad. I feel like we should be suing the government for letting them put it out there.
I know the FDA.
Yeah, I mean, they're the people that are supposed to be watching this stuff.
I know, it's horrible.
Yeah, like, how do you not know that 10 years of use of this stuff could almost kill somebody? How do you not know that? They're supposed to check stuff for 20 years before they even release it. So it's crazy. It could have been avoided. And I think the government has something to do with it, and we should be suing them, too.
Yeah.
They can't keep doing this and getting away with it.
Did you have medical records to show proof of your diagnosis and cancer, or you could obtain them if needed?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then... So you did chemo, radiation. Did you have to do any type of surgery?
No surgery, thank God.
Okay, so we do request an
emergency.
Yeah, we do.
It's on the left side of my neck, you know.
Yeah, we request.
Visible. Mm-hmm.
We request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just basically to make sure we continue the case for you and your loved ones. You can put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
Okay, I'm gonna put Robert. Did you go outside? Can I give them your phone number to emergency contact information? It's 775.
Hold on. 775.
32182.
Okay. And then what's Robert's last name?
Cusco.
Can you spell that for me?
F-U-S-C-O.
And then, is this a friend?
Yes.
Okay, and you give me permission to contact him if needed? They usually only contact it if it's like you become unresponsive for a long period of time.
Right.
Okay, and then... So basically, what I'm going to go ahead and do is just summarize this for you. Then I'm going to send you some documents to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. So basically, Joy, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself because you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. It's not our thing is in a... Match.com isn't generating today for some reason, so I apologize. Okay.
It's okay. No apologies. I'm glad and I'm grateful for your help.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so you are filing on behalf of yourself. You did not have an attorney at this time. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. Your diagnosis date was on
October 15th.
Yeah, October 15, 2019, and you did have a second diagnosis on 3/1/2021 of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present after spraying Roundup at home. You are between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate, approximately sprayed for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And your first name is J-O-Y-E, last name T-A-Y-L-O-R. Yes. I have your birth date as 12/16/1974.
Yes.
Your social is 568-398878.
Right.
And then I have you starting Roundup in 4/1/2010 and stopping it in 10/1/2019. You were directly exposed every time, putting you at approximately 3,744 exposures in your lifetime using concentrate. And
it couldn't be. I started treatment October 18th. So you just said something about 10-1. What was that?
Oh, when you stopped using it. When you stopped using it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. And then your diagnosing doctor was Catherine Thomas at Carson Tahoe Regional Medical Center. Yeah. And you started what was the date you started treatment? Sorry.
2019. Yes.
All right. 2019. Okay. And then, and then I have your address is 2127 G Street, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Yes. Does everything sound about correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You are on the money.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. So what's going to happen now? The system's just generating the documents. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to text it to you because that seems to be the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
You're just going to want to, you know, agree, adopt and sign the signature. You may have to use your finger to draw your signature and then
or accept. Or a stylus, maybe?
Yeah, or if the stylus works. Yeah, there you go. You're tech savvy. And then just basically, accept the thing, tap the fields. Let me know when you press finish, okay? And while you're doing that, I'm going to send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay, review document, right?
Correct.
Okay. I need a hotspot. Robert? Okay. Can I use your hotspot? Yeah. Hold on, let me get this little bit of internet.
Yeah. Take your time.
I can't even afford internet right now. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Take your time. Let me know if you need help. I'm here, so just take your time.
Okay, I'm on. Okay, let me see. Do you agree to receive future SMS message from DocuSign at this number? Yes.
Yeah. Press yes. Accept. Start.
Okay. This envelope was also sent by MS. SMS to recognize this number. Continue to review. Don't recognize. Okay. Okay. It says please review and act on these documents.
Yes.
Courtney K. Mass tort strategies, but. It says, please sign, but I don't see nothing. Am I supposed to push that?
Yeah, press. It may have you draw your, like with your pinky, you might have to draw your signature and press accept.
Okay, down here at the bottom. I'm sorry. Okay, I got you. Okay. Please read the electronic record and signatures. I agree to them and signatures. Okay. Do I go to the one that's underlined electronic record and signature disclosure, or to the menu sign thing, the three bars?
What does it say? Is there a start button or like a accept?
No, what it says, it just says, please read the electronic record and signature disclosure, but it's underlined. And then it says there's a checkbox and it says, I agree to use the electronic
record. Yeah, press I agree. Press I agree.
I did. And then under that, there's a three bar menu sign.
Yeah, it wants you to draw your signature with your finger.
Where? Oh, on this black line? No.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Is it allowing you to do it?
No. That's what I'm saying. There's a menu bar.
I think I have to
push this electronic record and signature disclosure because it's underlined.
Yeah, click that.
Yeah, I did. Okay, boom. Oh, yeah. Here's the document.
Okay. Yeah, every time, everybody's phone, it kind of looks different, so it's kind of hard to know how it comes to you.
But I don't see a place to sign. And then at the bottom, it just says close. Hold on.
Let me look.
Hold on.
Where's the roundup? Okay, so.
Oh, okay. Wait, I see it. Continue. Okay, I see it. I got it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
No, did it say start or next?
Right. It said continue way in another corner, real small.
Yeah,
tiny
yeah.
At the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And then it says start at the top.
Yeah. So now it says expenses for the lawsuit resultion of case by settlement executed on this day. And today is, oh, it's already there. Okay.
Yeah, just tap.
Accepted by.
Yeah, so just tap. So tap the little box and then press next.
Okay. On mine, you just push sign, and
yes.
It says sign here, and it pulled it up. So,
sign.
Okay. Taylor, okay. Adopt and sign.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, initial required sign here. Oh, now they just copied my signature. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That thing.
Yeah, and then you just have to tap the fields and then you'll get to a finish button.
Oh yeah, I got it. Finish.
All right,
okay.
You're all done. Yeah, so you can download them like that right there. It kind of gives you the option to. Or what's going to happen, it's going to send a PDF file regardless to your email for your records.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll have a copy of everything that we just talked about. And then just before we wrap up the call, I'm going to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this whole process. This is your case, Ms. Taylor. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So basically, again, remember, this is a legal contract. You do not want to discuss this with any other law firm as they may represent you. But
right.
Ms. Taylor, I'm going to send you the attorney's information as well. So you'll know what phone number to look out for. They're going to call you from it's like a 909-906-3862 phone number. I just text you their,
right.
I just text you their information.
Right.
The law, it'll say like, the law firms are Robin Law and Pulaski co-counsel. Pulaski, give or take a week or so for you to, you know, receive that phone call.
Okay.
And then, but yeah, I recommend saving the phone number in your phone so that you have it. And then also they will... you know, ask you if you can obtain any like documents, medical records, anything to help support the case. I do recommend
okay.
getting. Yeah.
I'll do that within this next week before he calls.
Yeah, like give it a week or so before they call. But yeah, like a week or so. If you don't hear back from him, you can always reach back out to me at this 949 phone number. Again, my name is Courtney, and I'm here to help if you have any questions.
You know, you've been really great. I didn't know what to expect when I called.
Well, you know what? I really hope this. Yeah, and I really hope this works out for you and your family, and you know, you deserve it, and you have every right to file a claim and get the compensation that you should be awarded. So, I wish you the best of luck. Okay.
Thank you, Courtney.
All right. God bless you. Take care.
You too. God bless you.
Bye bye.